Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy there, folks. I'm here to tell you a story, and a hair-raising story at that. You see, Midland Springs isn't always clear skies and sunshine. Sometimes, at night, it can be downright spooky. You see, some nights it rains. And some nights there's thunder. And some nights there's lightning. Well, lightning doesn't really have a sound, but it can be spooky too. And on one of those rainy, thundering lightning nights, Tommy and Stal were hanging out in Mr. Something Something's Soda Saloon.
And then what happened, Tommy?
Well, I tell you, Stal, I was surrounded. 8 bandits on all sides of me. I was a goner for sure. I thought this might be the end of Tommy Tumbleweed.
Was it?
No. I mean, I'm here. So, that's impossible?
Spoiler! How'd you escape, Tommy?
Well, I took out my trusty lasso, and I did something no one's ever done before, or since! The Rocky River Rope Trick.
The Rocky River Rope Trick? I thought that was a legend!
And I used it to catch 8 bandits at once! With one lasso!
Hot dog! An 8 bandit lasso!
That's right! They'll think twice before they tussle again with the Sheriff of Midland Springs!
Who's that?
Me!
The sodas you ordered, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mr. Something Something.
That was quite a story, Mr. Tumbleweed. You sure are brave. For a 10-year-old.
Tommy's brave for any age! Tommy! Tell him about the time you caught that jackalope with your bare hands.
Yes, yes, I've heard him bragging about that one before.
Bragging? Do I brag a lot?
You know, if you really wanted to prove you were brave, you'd... Oh, never mind.
What?
No, you don't want to hear it.
No, I do.
No, it's silly.
Oh, okay, forget it then.
All right, I'll tell you. Have you ever heard of the Dope Diamond?
You mean the largest diamond in the Old West? It was stolen from Midland Springs Rock Museum last week. Attendance has been poor ever since. Everything else there is just a rock.
And do you know where the diamond is?
No, but if I find that bandit, I'll get that diamond. And I'll never set foot in Midland Springs again!
Well, that's a very brave thing to say. Very brave indeed. Because I heard the bandit is hiding in the abandoned mines.
Abandoned mines on the far side of town?
That's right.
Tommy, those mines are... haunted!
They're what?
They're full of ghosts!
Can you try to stop stuttering, Stal? I can't understand you.
Sorry. The mines are haunted.
Ghosts!
Yeah, you get it.
That's right. No one set foot in those mines in 20 years. No one would dare. Why, it would take someone really, really incredibly brave to go up there and get that diamond back. But I don't see someone like that in this saloon. How about you?
Yeah, no, I don't... Oh, hey, wait a second! I'm that someone! I'll go get the dope diamond and bring it back to the museum where it belongs! I'm not afraid of some... ghosts?
Yeah!
And Stell's coming with me!
Yeah! Wait, no.
We're not afraid of anything! Come on, Stell!
This is good soda. Is it birch beer?
Come on, Stell!
Fine.
And so Tommy and Stal made their way to the old abandoned mines on the far side of town. There was not a soul in sight. The entrance to the mines lay before them like an ancient tomb. As they approached the opening, the wind howled like a banshee. Tommy and Stal had never been more afraid in their entire lives.
I'm not afraid!
You sure? You look scared. I would be scared if I were you guys.
Well, I'm not scared, and we're entering the mines now, so we don't need you narrating anymore.
You sure? I was gonna tell everyone how that pile of rocks over there kind of looks like a skeleton.
It does?
Stop it, narrator! You're creeping everyone out!
Okay, I'll come back later. At the really scary part. See ya.
What? This isn't the scary part! Tommy, I don't want to go in here.
Stal, we have to. We've got to go get that diamond. Think of the poor rock museum. They don't even have that many rocks. It's mostly pebbles, actually. We've got to be brave. Come on! See? This isn't so bad.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be all lit up inside. I wonder what's keeping the lights on.
Nothing, I guess.
Tommy! It's dark everywhere! I can't see anything. You know how I feel about seeing stuff. I'm for it!
It's okay, Stal. I'm right here. Just take my hand.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, Tommy. How come your hand is much bigger than I remember?
That's funny, Stal. I was gonna ask how come you have fingers instead of a hoof.
Huh. But I do have a hoof.
And my hand is the same size as it's always been.
That's not your hand!
Run! Okay, I think we lost him.
What was that, Tommy? You don't think it was a...
Of course not. There's no such thing as... the things you are referring to.
Wow, Tommy, you're really out of breath.
I'm not out of breath. I thought you were out of breath.
Uh-oh. Tommy, I'm scared.
Stal, don't tell anyone, but I am too. Wait a second. That left sounds familiar.
Yeah. Is that?
Katie Catterwall.
Hello, boys.
You scared us.
Yeah, well, just Stal, not me, though.
Oh, that's so cute. Little scaredy cat's afraid of the dark. I eat the dark for breakfast. Anyway, you're lucky I'm here. Take these.
What's this?
Glow sticks? Break them like this.
Oh, wow, that's bright. Now we can see everything. Ew, what am I stepping in?
Well, well, I should have expected to find Katie Catterwall here. You're the bandit who stole the dope diamond from the museum. And you've been hiding in this abandoned mine like a rat. Are there rats in mines?
I sure hope not.
As if I'd ever hide from you. I ain't no yellow belly. I didn't steal the dope diamond. Yet. I'm here to steal it from whichever bandit stole it from the museum. Sort of a Robin Hood situation.
Yeah, it would only be like Robin Hood if you gave it back to the museum.
Well, that ain't happening.
Then I'm afraid I'm gonna have to arrest you.
You can't. I didn't steal it yet.
Huh.
She's got you there, Tommy.
Yeah, this is frustrating.
Ooh.
What's that? It's coming from that tunnel.
You know, maybe you should go check it out. Yeah, unless you're just a big scaredy cat.
Okay. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Why don't you go check it out? You're not scared, are you?
What? No. I am not scared. I'm not scared of anything. It's coming closer!
Leave this place.
It wants us to leave. I think we better get out of here, Tommy. My mom always says, if a ghost tells you to leave, do it.
We're not going anywhere, Stal.
Ooh.
It's coming right towards us. Why are you scared?
Because the narrator told us he would come back at the really scary part, and he's not here. So I know this isn't scary.
That's right. He did say that.
I sure did.
The narrator? You're back? That means...
This is the really scary part!
It sure is.
Yeah!
Ooh, this is getting really spooky. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think we should take a quick break. Yeah, for Tommy. Not for me. I'm not scared at all. Not even a little. we'll be right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
So where were we? Oh yeah, Tommy, Stal, and Katie huddled together as the scary voice came closer. Then they saw it, emerging from the tunnel, a ghostly figure glowing white with eyes black as coal. It said in a spooky voice,
"Leave this place."
It's a
Don't say it! It's a ghost!
Ooh.
Oh, there's only one thing left to do then. Get my lasso!
You can't lasso a ghost, you armadillo head!
Maybe, maybe not. But I've got a trick up my sleeve.
The Rocky River rope trick!
That's right.
Oh, okay, the Rocky River rope trick. Really? That's just a legend.
Oh, yeah?
Holy cow.
Look at that.
Now, this next part is the trickiest. But if I could just... There we go!
It's beautiful!
My gosh! It's full of stars!
Got it! Nice!
All right, Tommy!
Get this off me!
Hey! Ghosts don't sound like that.
Yeah, he should be more like, get this off of me!
I don't think this is a ghost at all! Look! That glowing white light is actually these glow sticks he's wearing.
All right, you got me.
But why were you trying to scare us?
Look over here! It's the dope diamond!
Wow.
That's right. I was hiding in this mine. I knew no one would come up here because they think it's haunted.
An interesting plan. And maybe it would have worked if it weren't for me, Stal, and Katie Ketter. Hey, where is Katie?
Where'd the diamond go?
So long, suckers!
I think Katie took the diamond.
Yeah.
And so Tommy and Stal took the bandit to jail and headed back to Mr. Something Something's soda saloon, empty-handed.
Well, 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 look who showed up empty-handed. I guess Tommy Tumbleweed was too scared to go to the abandoned mines after all.
Hey, we did go to the mines.
Huh? Then where's the dope diamond?
We lost it.
I'll bet you did. Not.
It's not that funny. Why is everyone laughing?
Forget it, Stal. Let's just get a soda.
Howdy, everybody!
Miss Catterwall, you're not allowed in here. Not after the time you tried to steal my mustache.
Relax, I'm not here to steal anything. But I did hear you were all looking for this.
The dope diamond.
That's right. I'm returning it to the Rock Museum where it belongs.
Where did you get it?
In the abandoned mines. It was a dark and rainy night, much like last night. Because that's actually when it was. Everyone was too scared.
Looks like Katie Catterwall had a change of heart.
I knew she'd do the right thing and return the diamond to the museum.
But she's taking credit for getting the bandit. You were the one who lassoed him.
Ah, don't worry about it, Stal. Let her take the credit. I don't need to brag about stopping that bandit. You and I know. That's good enough for me.
And we know too, don't we, folks? Wow, that Rocky River rope trick really was something. I wish you could have seen it. But it sounded pretty fancy, didn't it? Well, thanks for listening, and join us next time for a tale that's even spookier than this one.
It is?
I'm just kidding. It won't be spooky. Or will it? Ooh.
Will it or won't it?
You'll have to tune in to find out. See you next time, folks.
Go, kid, go.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. Friendship and daring.